Thank you for joining me as we discuss the Gospel of Mark, known in some circles as the Gospel of the Teachings of Peter, with Mark being the interpreter of Peter. But what is meant by the word interpreter? Some speculate that the writer took the teachings and preachings of Jesus as seen through the eyes of Peter, edited them into a cohesive whole, and then added his own impressions of Jesus. Mark is not one of the original 12. There is a mention in Acts of a John Mark who traveled with Paul and Peter. It was the custom of that time to be known by both your Jewish name, such as John, and your Roman name, Mark. The best educated guess is that this gospel was written in the mid to late 60, as there is talk of the destruction of the temple, which occurs in 70 AD by the Romans, in a future tense. If it had already happened, there would be an explicit mentioning. This gospel was written for Gentiles throughout the world, especially those in Rome, the center of the known world at that time. It explained Jewish customs, traditions, and areas of importance to the Jews. While not a life account of the Jesus who was immensely popular throughout the region, it answered particular questions for a particular community. The message is simply to hang in there with hope and faith. There is no time to waste, as Jesus was thought to be coming back soon, very soon. It was also a time of persecution from both within Judaism and from without. The Orthodox Jewish authorities were against these breakaway followers of Jesus, both within Palestine and throughout the diaspora, where Jews were living outside the Holy Land. The writer knows Christianity is not just for Jerusalem and the temple cult. The writer feels there is already too much dependence on temple rituals and the word of the Torah, but not in living out the message with their hearts. Also, the Roman government was looking for scapegoats for the times of trouble in the empire, so the persecution of the Roman Christians seemed a logical conclusion. It was also the time when eyewitnesses of Jesus and his life and ministry were dying out, and Mark wanted to preserve these oral traditions by having them written down. The gospel was written to reveal the messianic secret, but the miracles performed by Jesus let the secret out of the bag. These miracles were to be kept quiet, not to deny them, but so that we may look beyond them to see that Jesus was much more than a miracle man. If you look with an open heart, you will see something greater at work, his relationship as the Son of the Heavenly Father. The gospel begins in chapter 1, verse 1, with the proclamation, "He is the Son of God." The Gospel of Mark is the shortest of the Gospels and also the most dramatic. It hits the road running without stopping because the end time is coming soon, which is why Mark does not include a nativity story. Chapter 1 is the prologue of Jesus preparing for ministry. The Gospel can be divided then into two parts. From chapter 1, verse 16, to verse 8, chapter 30, the full revelation of Jesus is revealed. It is the events leading up to Peter proclaiming, "You are the Christ." There are 12 examples to follow on how to share a mission of preaching and healing. Chapters 8, verse 31, to chapter 15, verse 47, is the core of the gospel, with the mystery revealed fully. In this section, there are 12 examples on what to avoid in life that endangers your salvation. Chapter 16 is the epilogue, dealing with the resurrection and the ascension. The original gospel, however, ended with the women finding the empty tomb, which only hints at the resurrection. Wanting to make this reference more specific, a longer ending was added later by others to the Gospel of Mark. Jesus reacts with authentic human emotions, such as pity, anger, sympathy, surprise, admiration, sadness, and indignation. The gospel is to show that while he was the Son of Man, he was also much more. The secret was revealed that he was also the Son of God who came with the words of everlasting life. This is Deacon Mike. Thank you for joining.